and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yod.com.
Finally, one with OJ. So I'm downtown to pick up Joanne, and I'm flipping around the radio, and I come across end of Johnny Cochran's first night of closing arguments right as Camp OJ appears in front of me. Camp OJ is a shanty town that's sprung up around the county courthouse, and it looks like something straight out of bad cyberpunk. Platforms, creaky scaffolding, tower about of an empty parking lot, across the street, tattered sheets wrap on each level. One high-rise climbs, four stories above the ground. Trailers, presumably full of cloistered and sweaty technicians, are lined up like neat little blocks below. And it's lit up, blindingly bright, even the upper levels of the scaffolding. The wind whips the highest sheets around, casting crazy, angry shadows, making each look like the sight of some very bad magic, of something evil. Which I suppose they are. I continue down Spring Street, and take a quick look up Temple, where the front door of the courthouse is. There's a throng of people, out front, a third carrying TV cameras, a third carrying mics, and a third carrying signs, or t-shirts, or Instamatics or some random delusion. And I pull by, up one block to First, and turn. The County Law Library is another block, at Broadway, but I'm a little early and Joanne isn't out on the steps yet. So I pull around. There's no parking out front. And take Fourth back to Temple. I take a deep breath, and plunge in. And nothing. Downtown lies almost deserted after sundown, and the four-lane-wide street is empty. Even as I pass right, in front of the courthouse, the throng is well up on the sidewalk, with no cars parked in the outside lane, no people randomly dashing across the street, no crowd eyes shouting angrily for the cameras. By now, the participants should be about, they merge. But there's no frenzy, no pushing, no churning, nothing like you see on TV. Just a bunch of people, standing on either side of the courthouse door, quietly waiting for something to happen. It's been over a year, but even though OJ Trail can be civilized, there's some hope in that, I think.
The text of this story is available at yod.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.